First person singular. The views expressed in this story are those of the author. Margie Kern Marshall gets an eyeful at a feast.
My ex and I were the only Americans in the group of teachers working in Kenya. We were visiting a faraway village and were being escorted to anticipated festivities. In the shimmering pink dusk, tables had been set under a canopy of palms. Tempting aromas emanated from tables heaped with delicacies spread on banana leaves. A short speech was given in Kikuyu, saying that the village was honored by our presence and wishing us a happy stay. Then, to my surprise, my husband and I were urged forward to be the special guests of honor to begin the feast. Two Kikuyu girls came ceremoniously forward, carrying on their open palms a delicacy lying on a lily pad. The teacher at my side explained that this was the greatest of ceremonial honors, coming from the sheep that had been roasting on the spit all afternoon. The eyeballs. I asked my colleague in a tremulous whisper if I could demur. She vehemently shook her head. I had to eat it. The villagers waited expectantly for the rituals to begin the feast. I lifted the sheep's eye with slow formality, closed my eyes, gingerly put it in my mouth, gulped and swallowed it whole. Gagging and choking, I bravely smiled through the tears streaming from my eyes and glanced at my husband, who smiled, having survived the ordeal too. I managed to regain my composure, and the banquet began.
Margie Kern Marshall is an educator and a longtime resident of Santa Cruz. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.